Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
And we know a little bit more about the cause of death for Naomi Judd. What are we learning?
Yeah, it was revealed in an interview that was broadcast this morning by Ashley Judd, the daughter of the late country music legend, that the cause of death was, in her words, she used a weapon. My mother used a firearm, so apparently took her own life. She added, this is a piece of information we're very uncomfortable sharing, but we understand that we're in a position that if we don't say something else, somebody else is going to. So they wanted to release it before autopsy results came out, before information came out. Naomi Judd died last month. At the time, they were saying that she was a victim of mental illness. That's all they said about a cause of death. There is going to be a public memorial for Naomi Judd, which is going to be broadcast commercial-free on the CMT channel this coming Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but if you're a fan of the Judds, certainly they have turned out just one great hit after another. It's maybe something you want to tune into.
Very sad, and probably best that they get the facts out in this world of social media. They almost have to, don't they?
Yeah, it's going to come out one way or the other, so probably best to be in front of it and to be, you know, forthright about it and just acknowledge, you know, what's happened so they can get on with their own healing.
What has happened to Andy Dick this time around?
Oh, boy. Let's spin the wheel of Andy Dick arrests. The comedian now has been arrested again for sexual assault. This is not the first time that this has happened. He was arrested at a campground yesterday morning for felony sexual assault, to be exact. He was staying in an RV with a group of people, and they were live streaming at the time on YouTube. Somebody in the group accused the comedian of molesting him, so he got arrested on that. He is being held on bail. He's also facing a trial for allegedly grouping a rideshare driver in West Hollywood 4 years ago. So, you know, just one more thing on the Andy Dick arrest sheet.
Kevin Spacey is apparently making some sort of comeback, isn't he?
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, I think we actually talked about this back when Kevin Spacey was accused of sexual misconduct. Does somebody survive and come back from this? And comedian Louis C.K. has proved that you can. He's back out and touring again after allegations against him. But Kevin Spacey has just been cast in a movie that is called 1242. In which he plays a representative of the Pope. The movie is being made in Mongolia right now. He has reportedly worked on two other films last year that we hadn't heard about. Kevin Spacey was, you know, one of the first names that came up during the Me Too sexual misconduct, brouhaha that went on a couple of years ago. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of indecent assault and battery, but there are still some charges that are pending against him right now.
Tell us about Chris Pratt.
This is a much nicer story. Nobody, yeah. Nobody arrested, no allegations, anything
good
involved in anything like that. The past couple of days, I've been in Los Angeles. I got to see the new Jurassic movie. They're saying that this is going to be the last one. Jurassic World Dominion is what it is called. Got a chance to see the movie. I told you I liked it. I'll tell you more about it when we get a little closer to the opening. But what's interesting about this movie is that they take this new rebooted cast, which includes Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt, and reunite them with the legacy actors, as they're calling it. Three of the actors from the original Jurassic movie, Sam O'Neill, Laura Dern, and the great Jeff Goldblum. So when I sat down and talked, I talked with all of them. We'll share those interviews over the next week or so. But when I sat down with Bryce and Chris in particular, I wondered what it was like for them to work with these people who started the Jurassic franchise.
To share the screen with Sam Neill and Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum is bananas.
Yeah, Chris, what was that like for you? Was that like a kind of a surreal thing?
It is surreal in a word. I think being on screen with these folks is truly an honor, and to not only get their approval for what we'd done when we, you know, took the torch. It was nice to realize that they were happy to have handed it to us, and now we're sort of carrying it together, which is pretty great.
One scene in particular, I don't think this is a spoiler, where you are on horseback, mm-hmm. kind of chasing a herd of dinosaurs. I don't remember what kind. And here you are on the horse with the lasso, and you're going, I'm just like, he is a freaking movie star right now.
Yeah.
He is John Wayne right now, doing something like that. I mean, did you feel like that? And then it made me think of, there's another kind of bona fide movie hero in your life, your father-in-law.
Right.
Do you get like movie star tips from him, advice, action hero kind of?
I do. I periodically ask him. I do. I ask him things. It's really wild and. In life, not overuse this word, but surreal. There's so few people in life that from whom I could glean the wisdom of experience when it comes to certain aspects of my life. There's not a lot of people have done the things that I've been able to do over the past, 10, 20 years. But he has done all of it and more. So when I need someone to turn to ask certain questions, he's there. He's always been super open to it. He gives incredible advice.
Yeah, his father-in-law, by the way, if you don't know, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going to, imagine that Arnold Schwarzenegger being your father-in-law, number one, as if father-in-laws aren't imposing enough as it is. But, go and get advice from the Terminator himself.
Mm-hmm. Dean, what's the story on this New York theater dispute?
Well, Patti LuPone, is currently starring in the production of Company on Broadway right now. And this happened not during the show itself, but afterwards, when she was nice enough to stick around to do a Q&A session, just to take questions from the audience. But at one point, there was a woman in the audience who was not wearing her mask over her nose. And Patti LuPone asked her to put it back on. And I guess there was a back and forth, kind of a yelling match that resulted in Patti LuPone saying, well, that's the rule here. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the bleep out of here. So mm-hmm. it was put the mask on. The producers of the show said that they stand with Patti. They stand with her efforts to keep everyone safe and to keep Broadway open, especially with numbers going up now.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be a point of concern again. So, hopefully all it does is end in a yelling match. And not worse with as crazy as things are in the world right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Dean recently caught up with Billy Corgan. Did you see him out west?
I did not. I got some video, though, of the big event that took place. I missed it by a day. He and Smashing Pumpkins were honored at the famous Chinese Theater, formerly Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. But they're still getting stars and putting their handprints and footprints into the cement. And it was a nice honor for Billy and the boys. Billy's young kids also were on hand, his little daughter Philomena and his son Augustus, for the ceremony. So all in all, it was a really nice day from this kid from the Northwest Side.
I came here for the first time in 1989 as a tourist, and I never would have dreamed that my hands would be in the cement here. Second, all I do is watch old movies. All my friends make fun of me because I pretty much don't watch any movies made after 1940. So most of the names in that courtyard are people that I watch all the time. So to be even loosely associated with such legends in Hollywood is really touching to us.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. I find it so interesting that he doesn't watch movies if they came after 1940.
He's an interesting guy.
He really is. Also yesterday, they announced that the Smashing Pumpkins will be doing a nationwide arena tour with Jane's Addiction. This is going to be quite a twin spin. We'll be at the United Center on November the 5th, and tickets for that are going to go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And just one other Billy Corgan note, anyone who's ever gone down Irving Park Road, right around Lincoln Avenue, Damon, that intersection, you have always seen the Orange Garden Chop Suey restaurant sign. It's been there since before World War II, almost 100 years, they're suspecting. Billy once said to his partner that he always loved that sign and he would love to have it one day. The sign, as it turns out, went up for auction. Billy now owns that iconic sign that says Orange Garden Chop Suey on it, and he's going to move it over to his coffee shop arts venue that he's got in Highland Park. So a piece of Chicago history being retained by the always eclectic Billy Corgan.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. I emailed him about that, and I said, are you going to put egg rolls on the menu now at your tea place in Highland Park? You'll have to. And he said to me, no, but chop suey is a must. So I don't know if he's kidding or not. I'm surprised he didn't order some when he was at the Chinese theater out Hollywood.
Chop suey's a lost art. People don't make chop suey. Yeah. But at his place, it'll have to be plant-based because it's an all-vegan
whatever
coffee
it
shop
is
that he's got. Right?
Yeah. Right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.